bright, smiling faces. There's a room, go ahead. There, just move those pieces of paper. Go ahead, these right in there. So you are in good shape. Good morning. How are you this morning? There's something that's going to happen tomorrow. Christmas. Yeah, that's it. You know, all this preparation, I got so busy, I just kind of forgot what was coming up. But it is Christmas, isn't it? Now, today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and Advent's a time to prepare. So if you don't have your gifts wrapped yet, if you haven't quite got all the food put together, helping out with your parents and clean the house, there's still a chance because Christmas is tomorrow. Now, we're going to have some services tonight to kind of celebrate it, but actually happens tomorrow. And so it's a great, great day. We've been looking for it for a long time. How many of you are excited that Christmas is coming? Yeah, adults aren't, but all of you are. Yeah, Christmas is a fantastic time. Now, what are some of the things, what are one of the first things you do on Christmas morning? You open the presents. Do you wake anybody up to do that, or you just go do it? You just go do it. Our children would actually come wake us up first to warn us that they were on the way to the tree. And that was a very important thing. But there was one thing we did a little differently in our family, is they knew they had to get us because you couldn't open any Christmas gifts until the first gift was opened and laid in a manger. Who would be laying in a manger on Christmas morning? Jesus. Yes. That was always the first gift open. We'd wrap up Jesus real nice. Out of breathe. Wrap up Jesus real nice. Put it under the tree. And the girls took turns as far as who got to open up that gift and go up to our little manger scene and place the Jesus in. But once that was done, then we went and saw all of the other gifts and shared them all around to everybody who was there. And then we opened our gifts. It's kind of fun, isn't it? I mean, it makes sense that the first gift we open is the baby Jesus, because without him being born, what do we celebrate?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. And he's kind of the point of having Christmas. So it's important to kind of give him preference, treatment that's kind of standing up to all the others.
Right.
So again, however you choose to do as your family is your choice. But I do hope that when you start approaching the tree, either before you wake up your parents, your grandparents, or after you do, that you might pause just long enough together so when everybody's there, you can just say one word of thank you. We say thank you to God for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Today is the Sunday in Advent that we celebrate love. And there's no greater love that God gave us than Jesus. And so that is certainly a reason to give thanks. Will you pray with me? I'll kind of say a phrase. You kind of say it back to me. Dear Lord, thank you for this season. Thank you for all the preparation. Thank you for the excitement.
Thank you for the excitement.
All the busyness.
All the busyness.
And now the special day comes.
And now the special day comes.
The gift of your love.
Through your Son Jesus.
For this we give you thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. You can go ahead and find your families or someone who is willing to let you join. Thank you.